Good evening. It's August 13th, 2011. The time is 7:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on an early Saturday evening where the sun is still out, probably for maybe another hour or whatnot. A pleasant Saturday evening. And I'm doing this audio to talk about Google Plus's policy concerning a person having to have a proper name in the profile to have a Google Plus account. A few days ago, I had a little bit of a Twitter discussion with an individual at Documentarily, who you can follow on Twitter, and I strongly suggest do so. He is very worth the follow. And concerning this particular rule that Google has for their Google Plus accounts, at Documentarily, his account was suspended. He did make a blog post about it. I will put the link in the comments to this particular audio boo. I've made a Google Plus post concerning this also, that it appears that Documentarily, Google Plus's account has been unsuspended, to where the cover art on this particular audio boo shows that Documentarily has in parentheses his first name Christian. And I guess this meets the Google Plus's rules for a proper name, thus the unsuspension of his account. Now, I'm not sure if this is just to allow him to change it, and maybe it might get get suspended again. Time will tell. I hope it doesn't, because that Documentarily is, like I said, very worth the follow. He has some great insight as far as what he posts online, both on Twitter and his blogs, as well as the YouTubes that he produces. He is a real person, and that's why I follow him. And I listen to his audio boos. He also does audio boos. You go to audioboo.fm, and he has the handle at Documentarily. I know him by that name, but I also know him as Christian Payne. Just like I know at Top Gold, who is another individual I follow on Twitter, as well as Google+, being Bernie Goldbach. He is a real person, and he is worth the follow also. So the discussion we had, and Christian took the stance that we shouldn't compromise. And I basically said, well, a little compromise doesn't hurt. And I think this is, in a sense, a little compromise to where it allows, hopefully, at Documentarily to be on Google+, because I think it is primarily an ideal platform for what he does with his photography and his postings on his various blogs. It would be a great platform for him to work off of, in addition to all his other online platforms that he works off of. So I'm looking forward to seeing him on Google Plus, because when I'm at work, some of his websites I can't get on, but Google Plus I can if he does post there. So it, again, Christian Payne, I agree that we disagree, but I can see your point. And again, I think that's what makes this world a very interesting place, that when we do get into discussions, that there sometimes won't be total agreement on how something should be. But I see your point as far as the name ruling, and I do hope this new name that you have on your Google Plus does hold. And that's all I have for tonight. I wish you all a good Saturday evening. Be fire safe. Be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.